Akwabo, Akabo, Jambu, and hello again, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for a dose of Sats and Gwei, where we bring you reports, updates, and recaps of some of the most significant crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent and sometimes across the globe. I am Miss Purple.
And I am Neki. Good to be back.
Yes, it's really, really good to have you back. And of course, the two of us are your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa.
The markets seem to be doing super good. I mean, like, Bitcoin has taken a turn for, I wouldn't say the best, but I would say for a whole lot better. I mean, as of right now, Bitcoin is sitting at $27,132.60. Apparently, it has roared way up from its value last week at $20,627.44. This is huge. I mean, we've all been waiting for the moment where Bitcoin does some sort of rebound, and it seems like it's happening slowly but surely. I hope it does. I mean, let's see how it goes. Ethereum currently sits at $8,781.63, up from what it was last week at $8,473.39, which is also a very appreciable increase in its value. Optimism currently sits at $2.67, up from what it was last week at $1.87. The Matic token currently sits at $1.19, up from what it was last week at $1.08. The Bank token currently sits at $0.007761, up from what it was last week, slightly at $0.007218. And good news, which everybody probably already knows by now, is that the USDC coin is back to its 1-to-1 peg ratio. I mean, we all know what happened over the course of the last weekend with, you know, SVB and Circle, but good to know that that's all been resolved and we're back in play.
You know, I think what happened last week with the DPEG is not the end. I think if anything, it was probably the beginning of a lot of things, because hopefully it opened some people's eyes to how exactly certain things work and perhaps begs the question, does DeFi depend too much on, you know, your typical banking system? So I think that's a, you know, that's a conversation that we're yet to see a lot more of as the months go along. But moving into our national currencies, which aren't doing too great either, unfortunately, we're going to start off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is at 12.28 cedi to the dollar, up by 0.08% from last week's 12.29, which isn't much of a difference. The Nigerian naira is at 460.44 naira to the dollar, up by 0.02% from last week's 460.52 naira to the dollar. The Lesotho Ludi and South African Rand have shown the biggest change from last week, sitting at 18.97 Rand and Ludi to the dollar, down by 3.54% from last week's 18.32 Rand and Ludi to the dollar. The Kenyan shilling is at 127.19 shillings to the dollar, down by 0.92% from last week's 128.37 shilling to the dollar. And last but certainly never the least, the Central African CFA franc is at 608.51 franc to the dollar, up by 1.29% from last week's 616.45 franc to the dollar. So overall, I guess, you know, the currencies are just doing what the currencies do. It's never too much of a jump, but when it does move, it tends to kind of move in the same way, which is up for the dollar and down for us, which is unfortunate, you know. And I know people say we're used to it now, but I don't think we should be used to it. But I guess that's a conversation for a completely different day. With that, we're going to give you a quick recap of some of the headlines that we found to be particularly interesting from last week's headlines or last week's news. And the first one is that the Celo community has approved a regional DAO in Africa with projects to support grassroots builders. This is quite interesting, and I'm very curious to see what they will be doing with that. And of course, if you want more details on that, be sure to listen to our news or our Sats and Gwei episode from last week to get an update on that.
Yeah, and I think one that particularly piqued my interest from last week, well, this might be a little bit controversial, is that FTX is actually trying to, you know, get back into the market, and it's trying to, it's looking for like crypto ambassadors to regain its lost trust in Africa's crypto industry. Personally, I feel like it's still too early for them to be trying to make this kind of comeback. The losses are still fresh in people's memories. A lot of people are still hurting. I mean, it was in November, I think, and this is just March. You know, I feel like a lot of people are still down bad by that event, by that occurrence, and they're trying to sweet talk their way into the lives of people again and trying to use, like, you know, student ambassadors to get back into the market. I feel like it's an extra level of cunning, and I am not buying it totally. And personally, I would stay away from it. I think that's pretty much the only headline from last week that really sparked something in me. We'll be moving on to our headlines for this week, and we're kicking off with Nigeria, where the president-elect aims to use blockchain technology in the banking sector.
Nigeria held its presidential elections on February the 25th of 2023. Now, although the electoral process was heavily criticized, especially after the declaration of results, a president-elect was announced by the Independent National Electoral Commission, that is the INEC, days after the election. The president-elect, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, mentioned in a recently released manifesto that he's keen on reviewing the policies of the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC, as regards digital assets. This, he believes, will stimulate economic growth and development. Our president-elect Tinubu plans to unveil a plan that would allow for the use of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology in the country's financial and finance industry. To achieve this, though, companies offering digital asset services have to be registered with the SEC and will also have to follow a mandatory principles for the plan to succeed. In his own words, and I quote, "We will reform the policy to encourage the prudent use of blockchain technology in banking and finance, identity management, revenue collection, and the use of crypto assets. We will establish an advisory committee to review SEC regulation on digital assets, creating a more efficient and business-friendly regulatory framework," end quote. I don't know, maybe slightly removed from this particular post, but I still have a problem with half the presidents across this continent being so old. I'm just wondering if, you know, as a continent as a whole, do we keep electing people who are so far advanced in age with the hopes that they will understand this new frontier we're moving into? Or are we looking more for the wisdom that they have? But, you know, again, conversation for another day. With that, we're going to move over to our next headline, which is, again, this week, Cassava Network, which has signed an MOU with a Pan-African university to expand on crypto education.
I think in recent weeks, we've seen a lot about the Cassava Network. You know, they seem to be doing a lot of work in putting themselves out there. Now, Cassava Network has taken yet another step further in its quest to broaden crypto awareness through a recent partnership with Pan-African University. With the help of Emergo Africa, Cassava Network and PAU, that is the Pan-African University, will educate students in Web3 and blockchain, co-write a textbook on the subject, and get them ready for the Web3 workplace. Now, their combined efforts will also be deployed towards creating a textbook on blockchain technology and engage in collaborative study and community building projects. Through the partnership, students at the Pan-African University will be enrolled in a series of trainings aimed at helping them understand and giving them a good grasp of what Web3 and blockchain economy is, and equipping them with tools to thrive in it. The program also aims to provide internships and professional mentorship to trainees. I think this is good because I do know for sure that as widespread and as popular as cryptocurrency appears to be these days, there are still a ton of people, you know, in tertiary institutions that even though they might have heard about it, they just don't believe it's the next big thing. They don't just think it's that relevant to their lives. They don't just see the particular application of it to their personal lives or to the world today. So I feel like these kind of initiatives are really necessary to help young people, the youth, you know, understand what this technology is about, how it can benefit them, how they can use it to, you know, transform their lives, transform the world around them, you know, build communities, create awareness, teach people how these things work, you know, through providing internship, you know, through providing getting people who are already way ahead in this in this path to provide mentorship to them. And I feel like if we're able to do that consistently over time across a lot more institutions of education across Africa, slowly we'll be able to get the message out there. We're going to be able to bring more and more people on board into, you know, the blockchain space. And, you know, it just helps everybody if we all come to terms with the fact that blockchain technology is here to stay. And the earlier we all start getting better acquainted with how it works and how to use it, the best for all of us. And moving on to the next headline, Adaverse, the Cardano-backed accelerator, launches startup school for Web3 founders in Africa.
Now, Adaverse has launched a startup school in Africa with a focus on founders within the Web3 space. The aim of the school is to provide builders in the Web3 space with sufficient information, understanding, and guidance to maximize their efforts while navigating the African market with a global emphasis, emphasizing also on their prospects of growing their startups into globally recognizable unicorns. Now, successful entrepreneurs, business thought leaders, and blockchain specialists from around the world will also share their knowledge and practical advice on how to launch and expand profitable Web3 companies. This startup school will have seminars which will be available for download and streaming on all major podcasting websites, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, and iTunes. I think this is quite exciting. You know, my only concern with these kinds of projects is that you have to be careful that they continue to evolve, because we're right at the beginning, you know, and it would be amiss of us to think that everything that we know now is the be all and end all. I mean, of course, you can focus on perhaps teaching some fundamentals and foundational elements and aspects, but you need to be able to adapt. You need to teach these entrepreneurs as well to be able to adapt and, you know, figure out how to navigate, say, maybe their country climates. Because in as much as you may want to be a globally recognizable unicorn, you will also need to abide by the laws and the regulations within the country that you come from. Because after all, the goal here, I believe, is not so much to get people to create these global unicorn companies and then just move out of the continent. You want them to stay. You want them to create these products for the continent, for the people on the ground. With that being said, you know, you need to be able to adapt. So I'm definitely going to keep my eyes on this startup school. I'm very interested and very curious. I think I could learn a lot personally. And I think just in general, anybody could learn anything. You know, it never hurts to do a bit of learning, especially in a time like this when things tend to be in a bit of a bearish lull. You know, I know there's a bit of progress going on, but it's always very, very important for one to, you know, absorb as much as you possibly can in times such as these. Moving on to our next headline, blockchain innovators are flocking to Johannesburg.
Now, since the entry of cryptocurrency into the African continent, we've had countries like, you know, South Africa and Kenya and Nigeria and Ghana, where we've seen massive cryptocurrency adoption rates. Now, citizens across Africa continue to leverage the infrastructure blockchain technology provides to provide efficient payment pathways and means for people to grow their digital assets through yields on investment on the blockchain. Now, in order to further help unleash the potential of blockchain technology to surmount the challenges in the developing world, Africa inclusive, the 9th annual Blockchain Africa Conference brings together the best and brightest technological minds and leaders in the cryptocurrency industry. The conference was held on the 16th and 17th of March in the city of Sandton, Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, Africa has seen a rise in the use of blockchain, with its developers enjoying early success by boosting productivity and offering cross-border payments that are less costly for African businesses doing business abroad. This obviously is ushering in a new age for commerce, and a new age of the internet has also begun. And this is slowly but surely going to be the key that revitalizes our continent. So, I mean, this is all true for a while before I even knew about crypto. You know, sending money and receiving money was a hassle, right? Especially when I was trying to send money to somebody abroad or trying to receive money from somebody abroad. It always had to be a hassle, you know, using Western Union, having to go to a bank, having to pick up dollars and having to find a bureau to change to switch that to Naira, and then still having to pay the same said Naira back into your account. But like cryptocurrency just makes all of that easy. You know, you get the money within like seconds. You're able to pay for stuff. You're able to ship stuff. And it's just fantastic. I've always been in awe of the possibilities that exist on the blockchain. And I feel like conferences are like these are very necessary. You know, when you have all of these builders and founders and innovators in the same room, there is so much exchange of ideas going on that, you know, coming together would help create something that is next level. You know, what we're all looking for right now is the next big thing. How much further can we take what we are currently doing? What is the next level? And I feel like these sort of gatherings are definitely necessary to helping us discover what the next level is, what new frontier we have to break, and what new grounds have to be covered. And moving on to the next headline, Namibia, among top African countries where giveaway crypto scammers generated the highest revenues in 2022. This is according to a Chainalysis report released in 2023.
Now, time and time again, many people have been led to believe that cryptocurrency is nothing more than a get-rich-quick scheme. This has obviously led to many unsuspecting crypto enthusiasts to fall prey to the wiles of scammers. Namibia, unfortunately, appears to be one of the worst hit in this regard, ranking among the top African countries where crypto scammers generated the highest revenue in 2022. Let that sink in. They actually generated revenue. That's pretty insane to me. This finding was reported in a 2023 report by Chainalysis. Also in this bucket are countries including Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and Ghana. Now, if you look closely, these are obviously the countries that are currently leading when it comes to participation and innovation as well. So it goes to say that in as much as in the same breath, there are people creating phenomenal things, there are also people who don't quite fully understand what the industry is, what it's about, perhaps maybe even how certain things work. So you end up being pulled into something because you're not fully in the know. Now, scammers tend to prey on the enthusiasm of people in the cryptoverse to stake their money on so-called promising projects, despite the downturn in the market in recent times. Now, as of 2022, revenue generated from crypto giveaway scams has dropped to 5.9 billion from its peak of 10.9 billion US dollars in the previous year. That's crazy. That's a lot of zeros. That's a lot of billions for people to get from scamming other people. Now, this drop is indicative of some new level of user awareness about how to avoid crypto scams. However, it appears that there is still a lot more work yet to be done. And you know what? I think, again, once again, I'm going to chime in here to say education is everything. You know, simply educating people on how to look for certain things, how to maybe don't just click a link because it comes in your email. You know, I've personally been getting a lot of these MetaMask emails. I know they're not MetaMask, so I don't even bother, you know, but I've read through them and like trying to check the email address. But what a typical person would be able to spot, you know, to know that this is not a typical link. Because if you don't know any better, you see something that says MetaMask, update your details, whatever, you're likely to click on it if you're not certain. So simple things like that, that because we're used to it, we know what to look for. It's always super, super important to for people to make sure they do research. When we say do your own research, don't take it as a joke. You know, you actually have to do research. Look into what it is that you're going to put your money into. No matter how well touted it may be, make sure you know what you're getting into, and whatever it is that you put in there, make sure that you are comfortable potentially losing that amount of money, because nothing here is promised, you know? It's just unfortunately how the cookie crumbles. And on to our last update for the week, which is actually one of my favorites. I'll share a bit on that a bit later on. But this one is about a DAO called a Kamusi DAO. So Kamusi DAO is a project intent on creating a Swahili Web3 dictionary for Africa.
The Kamusi DAO project is an initiative that seeks to create a Kiswahili dictionary for crypto and Web3 terms. The goal is to present The goal is to represent the diverse cultures and languages in Africa. With over 200 million speakers, Kiswahili is by far one of Africa's most widely spoken languages, particularly in Eastern Africa. In the US alone, at least 100,000 people are known to speak Kiswahili. Although there are thousands of other languages and dialects spoken across the continent, this could be a much needed catalyst towards defining the space for Africans in ways they can understand. The project is being built with the help of the blockchain and Web3 technology, which will allow for greater inclusivity and broader participation. Kamusi DAO is aiming to not only translate, but to also inherently explain it in a format that is more digestible, along with the terminology and analogies that make sense in context for a lot of people across the continent. Now, Kamusi DAO is an excellent example of how this technology, along with its ability to take on a community-driven, inclusive approach, can be used to empower communities that are often marginalized. Now, if you would like to contribute to Kamusi DAO in any capacity, There is a lot of positions to be filled. There is space to contribute. The link to fill in the form will be included in the show notes. Please do well to fill that out. And of course, I think this is a great initiative. You know, there is a lot of people, especially native speakers, people who do not flow that conversely in English would be very limited in how much they can contribute to you know, the blockchain technology space or the Web3 space, or how well they can be involved in it, because you just don't speak the language they speak. And if you don't do that, you're not communicating. They don't get you 100%. You don't get them. And then there is that communication divide that needs to be bridged. So I feel like if we have efforts like this in more and more directions, maybe from Kiswahili, we move on to languages like Yoruba, we move on to languages, say, in Ghana, like Ga and Twi, we move on to more indigenous African languages. I feel like over time, it would be easier to get people who are not even native speakers of English or any of the other popular languages like French or anything else to be involved in cryptocurrency and the Web3 space, and to be able to, you know, adeptly grasp everything that will be spoken about, since there is already pretty much a dictionary that has all the terminologies they need for them to understand it in a language they understand. It's really great stuff. I would look into Kamusi DAO too and see if, I mean, I don't speak Kiswahili, but maybe there's something I can do.
Yeah, I don't speak Kiswahili either myself, but I am in the process of actually learning the language, which is quite interesting. Of course, I come from, you know, the opposite end of Africa. So for a lot of people, our, you know, maybe intonations may be slightly different, but I think it will go a long way. So the reason I was saying I'm very excited about this is because I am somewhat of a language enthusiast. I am a mini linguist. But particularly because I met the Kamusi DAO team right at their nascent era, you know, when they were still putting sort of some ideas together. And this was actually at ETH Safari. So it is quite exciting to see that these people are actually actively doing the things that they set out to do, because at first when we were there, they weren't entirely sure how they were going to go about it, if they were going to, you know, fully launch it publicly, or were they going to just start off with smaller communities around their area. But, you know, it's taken a while, and I am so proud of them for being able to be here in this current moment. And like you said, so many other languages. This opens up space to show people that there are possibilities for us to get involved and to actively work on making this accessible to as many people across the African as we possibly can. And the more interesting thing as well is that outside of, you know, Web3 and crypto, there seems to be an idea amongst younger people, or guess, dare I say, the youth, towards adapting our languages, because, you know, the English language, there's at least 100 or so words that come out every year. But in a lot of the African languages, we don't get new words. You have the words that you have for centuries and you stick with it and that's all you have. But with this new era of, you know, people discovering there are new worlds out there that perhaps didn't exist for our ancestors and our great grand whoever's when they were in the process of creating these languages, it's very important for us to be adaptive and to evolve and move with the times as well, so that we can be able to keep at par and also to avoid our languages going fully extinct. So I am very excited, in case you can't tell, about Kamusi DAO and everything that they're about. So I'm going to contribute in every single way that I possibly can and make sure that they get their time in the limelight, because they absolutely deserve it. Now, with that, we have come to the end of this week's Satsungwe episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. We hope you continue to learn with us and you stay on this journey with us as we keep moving towards a potentially phenomenal future for us as a people, as the African continent, but also as a global world, you know, because after all, we are a global people. Now, of course, just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can use the links in the show notes to do your own research. And if you were not able to catch the episode from last week, I have phenomenal news. And that is that we have surpassed our goal of reaching 10,000 subscribers or listeners by the end of Q1, which would be the end of March. We are not at the end of March just yet, but we have already surpassed this number. So thank you to you, the listener, to your friends, and to everybody that you've possibly shared this with. We appreciate you so much. You are the reason we keep doing what we're doing. Now, of course, if you haven't already, please remember to subscribe, share, leave a rating, and also leave a review to let us know how we can continue to improve on our delivery for Satsungwe. So until next time, please remember to be relentless in your mission to be bankless.